Let's go down to South Australia, where the peak welfare agency Centacare is reporting a sharp rise in suicide consultations for school students. It's received more referrals in 4 months than for the whole of the last financial year. In Adelaide, Caroline Winter reports.
Suicide is a topic many don't want to discuss, but it seems in South Australia there's been a rise in the number of primary and secondary school students who do.
Hopefully the stigma of suicide is reducing. People are talking about it more, and I do think that the skills in the teachers and the counsellors are improving in recognising the signs.
Elaine Reynolds is the Youth Suicide Intervention Consultant and Trainer with welfare agency Centacare. She says teachers are getting better at noticing the warning signs, and that's led to a rise in the number of students being referred to the service.
I think it is positive. To think negatively would actually only reflect in the statistics we see of people that have passed away or died by suicide. These young people are not dead. What they're doing is we've got early intervention and they're building the skills that when things go bad, their first reaction is not wanting to end their life, but it's to find an alternative.
42 students from mostly independent schools have been referred to Centacare's suicide program between July and October this year. That's up from 28 last financial year. Most consultations were from students from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and Centacare says there's been a growing demand to educate school staff on suicide prevention, particularly for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander and multicultural communities. Elaine Reynolds again.
You know, the silence of suicide is actually a trigger itself. So parents should not be afraid. I think they need to talk to the child about how they're feeling. We need to make it real. I think there should be a type of gatekeeping training for teachers so they're not presented with these issues and feeling scared about it, that they should have the basic skills in knowing what to say and where to refer to.
Clinical child psychologist Kiralee Smout says the rise in referrals is both good and bad.
Anytime we have young people who are feeling desperate and hopeless, it's a bad thing. We don't want young people to feel that way. But at the same time, when they do feel that way, we want them to get support. And I think what's happening is that we are, as a society, becoming far more aware of young people who are struggling and the need to support them. And so services like this are being used more and more.
She says while there isn't any data to support whether there's been a true rise in young people having suicidal thoughts, her practice has had more requests to provide training to school staff around mental health issues.
I would say we would have an email or a request every month now to go into a school to try and support their school staff, and they are anecdotally telling us that they have huge increases in the number of very difficult situations that young people are dealing with, that they're not quite sure how to manage it and how to support that young person.
That's clinical child psychologist Kiralee Smout ending Caroline Winter's report. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.